Hold on to your butts.
I hope you know what you're getting into.
Nope.
Because Maddie is legit cray-cray.
Everybody panic!
Dive into the mind and methods of Maddie Carney, a real-life example of...
I was walking and I felt something icky. I thought there was going to be chocolate. I don't even remember. I'm wearing a new bra and it closes in the front.
Oh, yeah. And Eric's there, too.
Eric? He is a bad, bad man.
You're tuned into A Carney Named Maddie, a podcast for crazy people.
Carnies. Circus folk. Nomads, you know. Smell like cabbage.
Not that kind of carny!
What's up, everybody? This is a new podcast. What's up, Maddie?
Hey. It's me.
It's you.
Yeah.
You're the one we're doing this for.
Yeah, that's right. Carney Named Maddie.
How'd you like that name, by the way? Because we just sort of came up with it in a matter of...
Funny.
Yeah.
I like it.
We came up with it in like 5 minutes.
Yeah, and it's like... Yeah, it was really good. I liked podcast with Maddie, but then put your name, like, and Eric, like, in really, really, like, small print. But I guess you can't really do that for a podcast.
No.
But I just wanted to have your name, like, microscopic.
I was going to say, that's not how that works.
Yeah.
But... Anyways, well, I mean, we wanted to do this. I've wanted to do this. So I do, for those that don't know, I do three other sports-related podcasts, and I love that. But I felt the need to sort of branch out and do something else, and Maddie came along one day saying, hey, actually, it was like last weekend.
Yeah.
Maddie came along going, hey, I want to do a podcast. And
well, I was saying that I need to know radio jargon.
Oh, that's right.
Because you're keep, like, applying for all these radio jobs and you need experience to get a radio job, but you can't get experience without having one. But you know, so I was like, well, maybe if I like learn some fancy words that I can throw in on my resume, like, and pretend like I know anything about radio,
the radio jargon,
then
but I mean, stuff like this helps, even though it's a podcast and you're not making money off it, it's not per se a job. This helps because at least they know what you're about.
Yeah, and it's fun, and I got nothing better to do, so.
But I really want to do it with you because you are, I think you say some of the most ridiculous things, which is perfect for podcasts, especially nonsensical about nothing podcasts.
Yeah,
that's perfect. So what is your unemployment situation?
Okay, so I was working for... Am I allowed to use whatever colorful language I want, or keep it classy?
Like, keep it PG-13.
PG-13, okay. So asshole is PG-13. Okay, so I was working for a very racist, homophobic, women-hating... Mexican hating, Jew hating, like, pretty much if you're not a Christian straight male, my boss doesn't really like you, unless you're making him lots and lots of money. So he pretty much was paying me no money to do all of his work, including manage his Tinder account.
What?
Hold
on.
Yeah, so I would, like, go in early. I'd go in at, you know, 8:30, 9 in the morning, and then stay sometimes until 7:30 at night. If I took 5 minutes extra for lunch, it was like the world had crumbled. And
Time out. I'm gonna let you finish what you said. But you manage his Tinder account?
Yeah, I am.
How does that work?
Even though he was only like 30-something, he doesn't know how to open up Microsoft Word, or he doesn't understand that, you know, Internet Explorer sucks and that there are other browsers that you can use. And so he, like, I guess his long-term relationship failed. Wonder why. And then he, downloaded Tinder and didn't know how to use it. And I've never had Tinder. But, you know, he would just make me use it. One time, yeah, so.
No, go ahead.
Well, so one time I swiped right on a really, like, very, very beautiful girl for him. But he doesn't know the lingo for like the trans community.
Oh.
And he was like so pissed for like 2 weeks, wouldn't stop obsessing over it because she texted him or like messaged him on Tinder like that she was M2F.
Oh gosh.
And he thought that was like dirty talk.
Oh.
Yeah, I had to explain that one. So, I don't know. He's just like real like redneck, like no, I don't know. Insurance agent just
he's a hater. He's a hater that goes on Tinder.
Yeah, hateful person. I don't necessarily think he is an evil or even like a horrible, horrible person. I think that he's just so ignorant that there's really no getting through to him in any kind of way. So I did that for 2 years. And then finally, like I had asked for a raise and he was like, I can't afford it. I just can't afford it. And I was like, well, if he can't give me a raise, it's not even worth, if he paid me like $1 million a year, it wouldn't be worth working for this guy, but I'm going to see if he can give me a raise. He said no. So then a couple of days later, I was like, oh,
pieces.
I quit. I'm going back to school. And he's like, yar. And I'm like, yeah, sorry. Like, this is my 2 weeks. I actually gave him 3 weeks to be courteous. And he was like, oh my God, like, I'll double your pay.
What?
And I'm like, yeah. I'm like, dude, you just said you can afford to pay me more now. Like, you want to double my pay. But he was like, well, what are you going to school for? And I was like, gerontology, because I take geritol vitamins. So that was just the first thing that came to my mind. And I know he doesn't know what that word means.
So you just made it up?
No, it's like working.
Oh, okay, okay.
But I knew he didn't know what it meant, and I knew he wouldn't like ask me because I technically don't even know what a gerontologist or gerontologist. I don't. All I know is it has to do with like caring for old people. So I used that word knowing I wouldn't have to explain any farther. And then like I told him my classes started on May 1st, and on May 1st he texted me like to wish me a good first day of classes, and I was like, what? I forgot that I had told him that. So that was weird. And ever since then I've been just applying for jobs. I start working for a magician next week, Bobby Mata.
Oh my gosh.
Sensation.
Maddie, I've known you for like what, 2 years now?
And it's been way longer than that.
I don't know. But it does not surprise me at all that you'd be going to work for a magician.
Yeah, dude. He's an illusionist. So
no, he's a magician. He went to magic camp.
No, I have not been to magic camp.
No. He went to magic camp.
He is like a cool nerd. Like,
time out. What's his name?
Bobby Mata.
Okay, keep talking. I'm gonna look him up.
Yeah, he like they do like I swear to God, dude, this guy like works for Satan because he the first time when I went in and I was like, hey, you know, like I want to work for you. So they asked me some questions and everything was fine and dandy. And then he was like, okay, well, you have the job. And I was like, okay, thanks, cool. And I just like sat there and he was like, well, you can leave now. And I was like, oh, like I can't leave without seeing a magic trick though. Are you serious? And he's like, oh, okay, like sure. And so he does this thing. Basically, he like gave me his phone. He was like, try and guess my password. I'll give you 3 tries. And I like tried to guess his password 3 times on his iPad or iPhone. And I got it wrong, but he knew exactly what numbers I had been pressing every single time. But I would think that there's like some kind of pattern to it, like 0000 or 1234 or something like that. So then he took my phone, which I turned off before interviewing with him. So I turned it off in the car. So there's no way at any point that I was in the building that he could have seen what my password was because I never typed it in the phone. And so he's like, do you mind if I unlock your phone? I was like, okay. So he grabs my phone and he does magic fingers over it. Like he wiggles his fingers. And then he typed in my password.
You got played.
No, dude. Like, because he had my paperwork. My password is not my birthday. It's not my social. It's Steven Tyler's birthday.
Well, now everyone knows your password.
Yeah, I'll change it.
Speaking of which, did you like the intro?
Oh, yeah, dude. I love that.
Came up with that on the fly.
Yeah, Aerosmith's my favorite.
So you're going to work for a magician. And is that a long-term plan? I can't imagine that is, right?
Absolutely.
Oh, it is a long-term plan.
I mean, I don't know. It pays really well. It's like an extra $1,000 a month. So I don't know if it'll be a career, but it's good money. And then I got offered a job today at a preschool. So I think I'll do that and then do the magic thing on the side. But, you know, maybe like I'll learn some magic tricks and then I can be a magician.
Well, is that what you want to be, though, a magician? Because you went to magic camp, but...
Yeah, I'm at, like, this weird age where, like, I don't know what I want to do. So, kind of just...
drifting along?
Yeah, I feel like people should know by now. Like, you know, Megan, she knew by the age of 2 what she wanted to do.
Makeup.
Yeah, and then, like, Nico, I feel like, was like, I'm very passionate about, you know, people and children, and he, you know, wants to, like, teach, and I'm just like, oh.
I can't imagine Maddie the magician.
Yeah, I don't think I'd be so smooth at it, because I'm clumsy, and I, like.
And that's what I was thinking, like, I wonder, like, if she had to hold something, chances are she'd drop it.
Yeah, and I'm also, like, really bad at keeping secrets. So, like, if I knew something super cool, I would, like, want all my friends to know, too. You know?
So, you'll give away the secrets, like,
yeah,
in a second.
But, like, if I know something about The Bachelor or Bachelorette, I won't tell other people and ruin it for them.
So, you're not a spoiler.
But, yeah. I don't read spoilers, though. But if, like, I happen to overhear someone... or they tell me, I wouldn't spread that around.
Gosh, I love being the spoiler.
Oh.
Is that mean?
Yeah, that it is. It's really mean. You know, you invest... I mean, especially with, like, The Bachelor or Bachelorette. I mean, it's about... it's between 3 and 5 hours a week of just straight television watching. You invest a lot of time.
Oh man, I you cannot bore me more than by making me watch that show.
Really?
Oh my gosh. Oh. It's scripted. It's not anything real. It's all scripted.
It's not scripted.
It is.
No, it is facilitated with some scripting.
So, scripted.
No, dude, you can't fake.
Is it real or is it fake?
It is, like, fake love that feels real because they're on an island.
You know what else sometimes feels real but is really fake?
Oh.
Wrestling.
Oh, never mind.
What were you going to say?
Boobs. I don't know.
Boobs? I guess you're right. I mean, sometimes they look and...
sometimes you just don't know.
...feel real, but they're not. Well played, Maddie. yeah, that took a turn.
Sorry.
No. That's exactly what this podcast is, to get you to say your crazy stuff. We're not looking to, you know...
bore people with my miserable life.
Yeah, I mean... I'm trying to think. My life is pretty boring. Well, I mean, it's not boring, but I don't know. I don't travel or anything like that. What makes an exciting life?
What makes an exciting life?
Yeah.
Stories. Like, no, like I used to do, like my life has been so boring ever since I, like the past 2.5 years, my life was so boring. And I used to like all the time just have the best stories about weird stuff. Like I have this tendency, if I go out with people, I ghost a lot. And I like end up, you know, having more fun with some random homeless person.
Oh my gosh.
Eating like McDonald's on the side of the road That sounds sketchy. Maybe not home.
No, but see, I totally picture you doing this. By the way, Maddie's the same girl last week after a wedding. She was in a bar dancing to, I think it was Michael Jackson, by herself. In the middle of the dance floor, kicking it old school, white girl dancing, beer in her hand, in a white dress. Was it white? No, it wasn't white.
It was pink.
It was pink. Megan had to wear white. That's right.
Blush. And I totally remember that.
It was something else, because you did not give any care in the world as to what anyone else was doing or anything like that.
No, sometimes I feel really bad for Nick. Because, like, Nick's kind of just, like, laid back. But he doesn't have a problem with me being
cray-cray
the way that I am. But, like, the second a good song comes on, my family or my brother does it too. It's just like this genetic thing where your finger just floats up into the air and it wiggles and you feel the music and you just can't stop dancing and you just can't.
Starts with the wiggly finger and then moves down to like the you know, the stanky leg and
yeah.
Who knows what else?
Have you ever listened to the stanky leg song
no.
Completely?
Maybe once or twice, but it's been a long time, so I have no idea why.
It's hilarious. I heard it.
It's a bunch of nonsense words.
Say what?
It's a bunch of nonsense words.
Well, like, in the song, the kids, like, do the stanky leg. Stank! Stank, stank! Stank! Stank, stank! And it's like the beat is just him saying stank. And it's, I don't know, I just thought that was really funny.
I don't understand that kind of music because I don't know what makes the stanky leg a stanky leg. Don't. And when I think stanky leg, I think smelly.
Yeah, I don't think you're supposed to Google it.
Oh, no?
No.
I'm going to Google it.
Don't. I made that mistake with truffle butter.
With what? A dance in which the dancer drops it while rotating one leg. Okay, well, that's sure.
Urban Dictionary.
That's where I'm at.
Oh.
It's
for people that don't wash themselves. It's like, that's apparently what it means.
Oh!
Airing.
Oh! Don't say it.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh. Don't, whoever's listening, don't Urban Dictionary stanky leg.
Did you find it?
Yeah. I mean, after the first three were like the stupid dance, basically is what it said. And then the fourth one, do not read it. My mind is scarred now.
Yeah.
And that's the only thing I'm going to think of now every time I hear that song, if I ever hear that song ever again.
But I mean, it's a catchy little tune.
Yeah, but now that image is in my mind.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to get it out anytime soon. It's not just not going to, I'm not going to, not that I want to stay there. I just can't get it out.
I blew it, Eric.
But yeah, so basically this podcast is a chance for us to be able to get behind a microphone, at least me. Are you behind a microphone? No, you're headsets, right?
No. Am I supposed to be?
Oh, no. Are you just using your laptop?
Yeah.
Oh. Never mind. It's a chance for me to, talk about something that isn't sports. Chance for Maddie to get some coolness into her resume.
Yeah.
Some nice things.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, this thing blows up. We've got like 100,000 Twitter followers. And
like a billion, dude.
Yeah. We're the next what's-her-face, Arbor.
Who?
Who's the girl that does the stupid videos?
Sarah Koenig.
That might be someone. That's not who I was thinking of.
Oh.
I don't like those people. You see, I'm not a fan of people that give opinions about everything, and that's exactly what they do.
Well, Sarah Koenig pretended like she had no opinion, but I feel like she. I think she definitely had a thing for Adnan.
Hmm.
You didn't listen to Serial?
I did. But I saw the Berg. I heard the Bergdahl one. I went through that whole one, and I heard the very, very end of the. How do you say that guy's name? Anon.
Yeah.
I heard the very end of that one.
Yeah.
And
like
it was actually on. It was actually on the way back from Raleigh. I listened to the entire Bergdahl one. That one I thought was fascinating.
See, I didn't like it so much because I felt like they were trying to be like, he's been through so much, so maybe he doesn't need to go to prison. Whereas I'm like,
no, he needs to go to prison.
Give him back to the Taliban. He didn't like the way that the army was running the show, then you don't need to be a part of this wonderful country. So go. I don't know.
Yeah, I was a little confused. At first, I was actually, through this first like six episodes, I think I got really sympathetic to what his mindset was. I thought it was kind of complainy, what he was ultimately saying.
All the time. And like, oh, they didn't do this. And like, they were mad. They were mad because we hadn't shaved. I feel like that's the only way that, you know, the generals are, sorry, I don't know the rankings, but I feel like that's the only way that they can make this, you know, make what they're doing seem like it's not as scary as it actually is to make a big deal about something as small as like a 5 o'clock shadow.
Yeah.
You know? And he's just like, well, what a wuss. Sorry, I hate that guy. And I stopped listening after like the fourth or fifth episode because he was like, I wanted to be like in the movie.
Yeah, he said he wanted to be Jason Bourne.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there, I'm like, what? Dude, that's a movie.
And he's just like this arrogant, you know, dude. And I'm just like, who is sympathizing with this clown? I don't know. But what can you do?
Yeah, no, I enjoyed it for the most part. I thought it was entertaining. I was hoping it was factually correct. I mean, the reporting was pretty good, but I never got a good sense. I never really did any more research on it. So I couldn't tell if the reporting was spot on or not. But either way, I found it entertaining. Do you listen to any other podcasts?
So after Serial Season 1, I started listening to Undisclosed.
What's that one?
It is this. It goes into the Adnan Syed case. But like really, really, really deep into it. So it gets kind of really boring sometimes because they are so detailed. The main girl, I think she's a lawyer, and her family was like very, very close to his family. Her little brother was best friends with him growing up. So she thinks he didn't do it. And then she got another reporter girl who kind of goes back and forth, but thinks he did do it. And then another guy that's, I think, indifferent. And they just kind of dive really deep into all the court documents, and they raised enough money to reopen his case. So, I mean, that was kind of interesting. It gets kind of boring at times, but it was pretty good.
This is just a super detailed serial.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good. It's good. And then I listened to Dr. Laura Schlesinger.
What? Why?
She's hilarious. Do you know her?
I've heard of her. I don't listen to the podcast.
She's so mean. So I really like her. She's just, she's so just not mean, just not full of it. So she's just like, oh. Like this one lady called and she's like, oh my God, my husband is having an affair. And, you know, if anybody called, you know, Ask Sally or whoever on any other radio show, they'd be like, girl, pack your things and move on. Like, you're better than that. You're a strong, independent woman. And Dr. Laura's like, okay, do you guys have kids? Yes, we have 3 kids. And like, Dr. Laura's like, uh-huh. Okay, and when he comes home from work, what's the first thing you do? And she's like, I don't know. And she's like, do you nag him to take out the garbage? And what are you wearing? sweats.
What are you wearing?
Yeah, she's like, and what do you wear when he comes home? Sweatpants and a sweatshirt with spit up on it, and you're, you know, nagging him to get all these things done instead of being sweet. Of course he's gonna find somebody who's nice to him. And it's just like, damn, like, that's so horrible. But it's like kind of fun to listen to her, I guess.
You're really just listening to, you're enjoying the displeasures and bad times of others. Enjoying the misery of others.
I think a lot of what she says is kind of like, you know, she has a lot of really good advice, and sometimes it pertains to me, and sometimes I'm just listening to people whose lives are more miserable than mine, and that's nice.
So again, enjoying other people's misery.
What? There's a word for that.
Yeah, I can't think of it right now.
Oh, is it a sadist?
Yeah.
I'm a sadist.
Didn't you used to do Screen Time with Maddie?
Mm-hmm. With the Sierra and Maddie.
What are you drinking?
What
are you drinking?
Rex Goliath.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It's a little early, isn't it?
It's 7:30.
No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, you used to do Scream Time with Maddie, right?
Sierra and Maddie, yeah. Sierra's one of my best friends from college, and she had to do like a little project to promote Scream Queens, this show that I feel bad because she was really into it, and I could never get through a full episode without passing out. I just thought it was the most god-awful show. But every morning, every Wednesday, I had to...
Jeez, I hope she doesn't listen to the podcast.
Well, I mean, like, we had fun doing, like, the little clip thing that we did for YouTube and the Fox 50 website. But, I mean, sometimes I wouldn't even watch the full episode because I couldn't stay awake for it. And then the next morning, I'd have to get up at, like, 5 a.m., to get to her work at 6 to sit there and just talk at a camera for an hour or two, not getting paid. But like, it was anything that I could do just to like do something other than be at my miserable job working at a miserable insurance agency.
So what do you want to do now? I mean, you're unemployed now. So, well, I mean, you're about to work for a magician.
Yeah.
I don't know if that really. I don't really know if that considers being employed, or you're considered. I don't know. I guess technically you are.
I mean, yeah. I'm gonna take this job at the preschool. I like kids. Kids are cool.
Taking up two jobs.
Yeah, I mean, nice. Like it'll. I'll be at the preschool full time, but this, you know, it'll be one night a weekend for the magician, and it's, you know, it's like really good money, so. Can't really turn that down because I've blown through my savings.
Uh-oh.
But my dream would be to work in Disney World or something. Or actually, so my dream job would be to do cartoon voices for like Nickelodeon, but that's kind of a long shot. So
nope, time out. Now you gotta try out. Now you gotta do the auditions right now.
Okay.
Give me like a couple voices. Don't need the whole thing, just a couple of voices.
Okay, I can't think of any voices now.
Well, then what voices would you do?
I don't know.
Do an angry old witch.
Or I can do an angry old Jewish lady.
Do it.
Or now that I'm on the spot, I can't. Like, how's it go? Like, or... you know who I can do, though? Oh, Bobby, eat your vegetables. Don't you know they're good for you?
Oh, my gosh.
Remember her? Come on, Mom. I love you, vegetables. I'm kind of hoarse still from the wedding, so I can't do Bobby's voice as good. Oh, Bobby. Nah. That's SpongeBob.
I thought it was funny. Originally, you wanted the podcast to be called No Flat. No. Yeah. No Flesh, Maddie Pants, or something like that. I don't know what it was. But it was a ripoff of the SpongeBob, and I'm thinking
Maddie Flesh, Carney Pants, or like Maddie Flesh.
Yeah, Maddie Flesh, Carney Pants, or something. Yeah, that's what it was. And I kept thinking, what is this girl doing? This is a bad idea. Carny Flesh Maddie Pants.
Yeah.
And that would make me Patrick or Squidward.
Definitely Patrick.
Or who's the crab? I never watched a second of SpongeBob. Yeah, Mr. Crab. That show, I felt like the loser because I hated that show. Everyone else loved it.
Dude, you know, like, I think it's like 40. I read this years ago, but it's like 40% of their viewing audience is over the age of 18.
I wonder what it was at the time because you look at who watched it then. I can't imagine it was over 18. I think it was just people that have carried it through their adolescence.
But I think that, like, you know, like, Blue's Clues is exclusively, or was, I don't think they do it anymore, but that show, or, you know, Dora the Explorer, those shows are exclusively for children. And no parent can sit through an hour of watching those shows and like, be entertained.
Can you do a Dora the Explorer voice?
What does she say? Uno, dos, tres.
Swiper, no swiping.
I don't like that show.
I never liked that show. Look, I used to babysit, I was like in sixth grade, so I used to babysit a bunch of kids. And they would all be at the same time. It'd all be together. So that's what they loved to watch. I got so tired of that show.
Yeah.
Oh man.
It's just not entertaining for, you know, for even a sixth grader. There's nothing funny about it. And so, like Sesame Street, parents can actually watch that show with their kids. Pee-wee's Playhouse, parents can watch that show with their kids and be entertained. And SpongeBob.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because Pee-wee's got a lot of adult humor, and so does SpongeBob.
SpongeBob, just never for me. I couldn't get into it. I'm trying to think of the cartoons that I was into. Johnny Quest.
Ugh.
What?
I don't like Johnny Quest.
Rugrats. I was big
into Rugrats. Was cute. But
I was
like,
big into Rugrats.
It's not like funny once you get past a certain age.
Doug Funny. Patty Mayonnaise.
Doug was funny.
Who's the green guy?
Skeeter.
You had a guy named Skeeter.
Roger Klotz was the other green guy.
You had a guy named Skeeter and the other guy named Patty Mayonnaise.
No, Patty Mayonnaise was the girl.
Yeah, that's what I meant. That's the Doug's crush.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of what else. I liked Johnny Bravo.
You texted me today and said, oh, what if we named it Maddie's Modern Life? And I'm not even kidding you. Last night I saw that Rocco's Modern Life comes on T Nick or maybe Nickelodeon, I don't know. But I've recorded the series now.
Speaking of which, I think it's vital for people to know just a little bit about you. Just a little bit about that conversation we had earlier. Because I'm trying to see.
I had dog poop on my thumb.
Yeah, you were. You're like, sorry. Sorry for the delayed response. I'm carrying two bags of dog poop.
I was carrying two bags of dog poop, but like if one of my thumbs hadn't like hit a little bit of poop, I would have texted you back sooner, but it did hit poop. And so I wiped it in the grass, but I still didn't want to touch my phone
You didn't say it was like on your hand. You just said I'm carrying two bags of poop, and then yeah,
you sent me
another one saying I've been walking with poop. That's it. I mean that.
Dog poop.
And then I asked you what the most knowledgeable thing, because we were trying to find something to talk about, in which I wasn't really worried because I figured we could, if nothing else, we could just talk about random stuff. But I asked what you're most knowledgeable about right now. And you said being unemployed.
Yeah. And Aerosmith.
I don't know anything about Aerosmith. I saw looking for the songs today, and I'm sorry that I'm going to say this, but Aerosmith has some very provocative pictures with his bandmate.
Oh, with Joe Perry.
Yeah, and I don't know if it's supposed to be suggestive.
Everything about that man, Steven Tyler, is suggestive.
He's like a... No, never mind. I was going to say he was like a rock version of Prince, but Prince was a rock version of Prince.
Yeah, Steven Tyler is just like...
He's his own he's his own version of Prince, I guess. I don't know.
No, he's like a... Just, I guess he is the version of perfection. The human version of whatever perfect is. He's just wonderful.
See, you love him. If you saw him on the street, you'd date him. That's how much you love him.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I don't understand because not only is he old, but he looks like he's had a million plastic surgeries done on his face.
So I was trying to, you know.
What is it about that man that you find attractive?
Okay, so you know how when you're a little kid and you think, like, boys have cooties and girls have cooties and everybody's got cooties?
Yeah.
You know that?
Yeah.
Okay, so I was in the second grade. And I remember, like, boys were so gross, hated boys. I had my little girl posse, and just, like, never, just boys were repulsive. And one night I was, I don't know if it was on Nickelodeon or Comedy Central, but Aerosmith was on TV playing Pink live on, like, maybe it was, like, The Tonight Show or something. I don't know. But they were playing Pink, which is actually a very, like, inappropriate song for a second grade kid to be obsessed with. But, like, my favorite color was pink. So I was like, oh, my God, like, this man loves pink. And he's wearing a pink boa. And he's eating a lollipop. And he's singing. And I was just like, okay, I totally understand why teenage girls want to kiss boys. Oh. I was like, she is so awesome.
And that started and then, with Aerosmith.
Yeah, and then, like, couple years later, I, like, went to Disney World, and I didn't realize... So I went to Disney World years later, never knew what the name of the band was that played Pink. And I went to Disney World, rode on Rock and Roller Coaster with my mom, hated her for making me do that. But then after that, I was like, I love Aerosmith. Like, Aerosmith's the best. And my dad always played piano and played Aerosmith on the piano when I was growing up and stuff. And then when I was in the sixth grade, I had some allowance money and I went to the mall and I bought my very first Aerosmith CD with my own money. And I was looking at all the song titles on the backs of the CDs and I see one of the song titles was Ain't That a Bitch. And I was like, I have to buy this because it has a cuss word on it. And so I bought that CD and Pink was on that album. And I was like, I've been in love with this man for years. Like, I didn't even realize it. And then, like, this whole, like, obsession just grew stronger and stronger and stronger. And my parents thought that I would grow out of it. And, like, now I have a Steven Tyler tattoo. And, like, they're just kicking themselves for supporting me all those years. And my, like...
It's an unhealthy obsession.
It's not unhealthy.
It's like, unhealthy.
I went to a clean... you know, tattoo parlor. It wasn't like I got
no the tattoo isn't the unhealthy part. It's the emotional attachment you have to Steven Tyler. It's kind of scary.
I mean, I just don't understand like how you couldn't love him and like the band.
You'd make his babies.
I don't know if he's capable.
Oh well, I mean that's not. Never mind. You'd marry him, have a life with him, and make his babies.
And I would feed him soft food, and I would change his diapers.
Oh, my gosh.
I would. I remember, like, my dad one time, when I was in middle school, was like, you know he's older than I am, right? Like, he doesn't look older than you, because he just dresses so cool. Like, I could wear his clothes. He could wear my clothes. It would just be, like, the perfect relationship.
Yeah, that okay. Did you watch American Idol just for him?
I mean, I used to watch it with my mom anyway, and then I watched it for him.
Oh, so I bet when you find out he was going to be a judge, you were like, "Oh my gosh!"
Why didn't I try out? Yeah,
I was thinking more just I got to watch the show now, but no, you actually went as far as why didn't I try out?
Yeah, dude. Like you know my history with him, right? Like how we've like. had relations.
What?
Yeah.
Steven Tyler.
Yeah.
You and Steven Tyler.
Steven Tyler and I, yes.
No.
Had relations.
Like?
When I was 16, he kissed me.
Oh, come on. That's not... You can't leave the audience like that, Maddie. You just can't do that.
Dude, like...
And then you say 16, and now I'm thinking, oh my gosh, here comes a lawsuit. First episode of the podcast. What is happening?
Oh, yeah. It was a beautiful. The most...
You know what? I did know that, but you said relations, and I was like, oh, no. I was thinking something completely different. And obviously, yeah, that's a... well done, Maddie.
Yeah. So, like, you know, like, he pretty much made out with my face. Bit my cheek.
Time out. All right. Did you kiss him or did he kiss you?
He kissed me. Swear to God.
How long was this kiss?
I mean, a couple seconds. Like, it was like, okay.
So, it wasn't just like a peck.
No, he, like, got down, grabbed my head, kissed and bit my left cheek, and then the whole rest of the concert... He was, like, holding my hand, singing to me, winking at me. I have his harmonica. Actually, I'll get it right now. Give me 2 seconds.
I mean,
I can play it for you.
You don't have to get the harmonica, but...
Mom, I can't hear you. I'm walking away.
I'm just... I mean, well...
Yeah, that's his harmonica that I got.
The harmonica that Steven Tyler's had his lips on.
Yes. And I didn't play it for... Oh, gosh. Wait. Hon, it was 2006, it's 2016, so I never touched it with my mouth for almost 16 years because I wanted to, like, preserve, or 16 years, 10 years, I haven't touched it with my mouth because I, like, wanted to preserve his saliva.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know. And then I had this dream a while back about the harmonica that was, like, buried in my parents' house somewhere, and I, like... In my dream, someone was like, Steven Tyler would be really pissed if he knew you weren't playing that harmonica. Like, you know, he gave that to you, and you're just, like, letting his spit dry on it and, like, letting dust collect and nobody's using it. That's so sad. And I was like, so I, like, went and got it, and, you know, I still can't play it, but.
You should be playing Steven Tyler's harmonica.
Huh?
I'm not gonna lie, that's pretty gross. Did you smell it? Like, is that something you, like, you just sleep with and hold and cherish for the rest of your life, or?
Yeah, I mean, I don't sleep with it, but, like, I have it. It's a.
I mean, that
blue harp. It's a Hohner, made in Germany.
How much do you think that harmonica is worth?
I mean, if they did a DNA test on it, it would probably be worth more. But, like, I doubt they would. I think it's, like, a $30 harmonica. Because, like, at the end of every show, he'll, like, throw it out to somebody in the audience.
Oh, gotcha.
So it's not, you know.
Yeah, that's, I'm not going to lie, it's kind of gross. There was something, actually, I heard you had a opinion on. And I wanted to get your thoughts on this.
Because okay.
I heard you saw it. I heard you thought it was gross. But I also heard you were kind of, like, fascinated by the whole thing. At least that's the impression that I got.
Is this something that Anna told you about?
I think so.
Okay.
So, the European soccer tournament is going on. I call it the Euros. I forget what the actual proper name is. And this is the only sports thing we'll probably ever talk about ever. Maybe, like, dab on a few other things, but I just so the how was
the
it
German.
The German coach. That's who it was. The German coach. Lowe is his name.
Yeah. What is it? Jorkin or Lowry Lowe or...
I forget.
Look it up. Hold on. I have it in my recent searches. I've watched these videos, like, every day for the past week, ever since somebody sent it to me.
Yeah, like, no, that's not it. Hold on. That's not
Joe, it. Joachim or Joachim Lowe?
Yeah, it was like Joachim.
Joachim.
Joachim? I don't know. Anyways, he is, there's a few videos of him sticking his hand in his pants. What seems like a little digging, or at least, you know, some solid placement. on a particular item.
No, it's his butt and his balls.
Oh man, Maddie, I was trying to keep it PG.
Oh, butt
and. Okay, so yeah,
anus and scrotum.
Those places, and he then proceeds to sniff his hand afterwards.
Yes.
And I don't know. What is that? Have you ever done that, Maddie?
I mean, I can't say for certain that I've never scratched myself and been curious. You know, you've seen
okay, all right, but you know. You see him do that, and what was your first thought?
I'm going to throw up. Like, what? Like, okay. Like, it's just like, you know that there's all these cameras on you, and just a couple of years ago, you got caught multiple times picking your nose and eating it. Don't you think that you would be a little bit more, like, cautious about what you're scratching, how deep you're scratching, or hard you're scratching, and then like just so obviously just like sniffing? And then I just think it's really hilarious that he had to make a public apology and say that he'll try to behave himself from here on out.
And it's not like it was a sniff. No, describe the sniff, Maddie.
It was like a very, like, it reminded me of like, when a five-year-old tries to be sneaky, like, they think they're getting away with it, and he just, like, pretended like he was scratching his nose, but then just kind of, like, pulled the Mary Catherine Gallagher and just did, like, a slow and steady sniff for, like, a little too long. Like,
no, it was obvious.
Like, just, like, if he had just, like, made it super quick, it would have been, like, oh, did he just scratch and sniff? But it was like a definite scratch and a definite, and it wasn't a scratch. I don't think he was itchy. I think he was just curious. I think he hasn't fully evolved from being a monkey. You
know? He's just curious about what's going on down there.
Ah, like, you've seen the video of the monkey that scratched his butt and then fainted after he sniffed it?
Yeah.
Yeah, not like good. That, except for he didn't pass out.
All right, well, that seems like a good place to end on for this first episode of the Carney Named Maddie podcast.
What am I going to do now?
Well, I mean, you can finish your wine. You can go play your Steven Tyler harmonica. You got options, Maddie. You got options.
I have, like, no options because I have no money.
You're also unemployed.
I'm on it. Yeah, well, that's why I have no money. Ugh. Well,
How do you want to sign off on these things?
Huh?
How do you want to sign off on these things? First podcast, we got to make the decisions now. They're gonna last forever, you know.
Oh, you're right. Okay. So long. Farewell.
Nope. Stop. Nope. Pick another one.
I'm so tired of being here.
All right, see you later, everybody.
Bye. How do I exit out? Do I just click the X on my... Are you gone?